Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
241-0. How'd you like to play that game? How'd you like to be the one sitting at zero when 241 votes have been cast against you? It's not a close vote. It's not a divided department. When the Pima County Deputies Organization put the question to its membership, confidence or no confidence in Sheriff Chris Nanos, every member who cast a ballot voted no confidence and resign. And resign. Not just, we don't like you, go do what you will with this information, because clearly you haven't the last time we voted. Now we're going to put it out there, no confidence, and resign. We're telling you with our vote what we'd like you to do. 241 deputies, 65 abstained, not one person voted to keep him and continue. Zero. These are the investigators, the detectives, the people inside that building every single day running the most high-profile missing persons case in this country, and they have unanimously told you they don't trust the man in charge. That alone should be the story. But the deputy's vote isn't actually the thing that moved the needle. What moved the needle happens next. The Pima County Board of Supervisors went into closed session for nearly 3 hours. When they came back out, they voted unanimously to invoke a state statute, an old territorial era law, rarely used, occasionally dusted off for when a county government decides it's had enough, requiring Sheriff Nanos to submit sworn statements about his conduct and his department. Then Supervisor Matt Hines, the Democrat, who put the item on the agenda, said out loud what a lot of people have been circling around. Nanos' 42-year career in Pima County, quote, seems to be based on fraud. And then he added the line that gave this some real teeth. If Nanos refuses to comply with the board's order, the board can move to remove him from office. Not censure, not a strongly worded letter, remove him. That's the mechanism. That's live right now. And Nanos' own lawyers know exactly what it means, because within hours of that vote, his office released a statement. The sheriff will comply with the statute. He will provide the report. So how did we get here? How does the sheriff of one of the largest counties in Arizona, a man who just won re-election 16 months ago, end up with his own department voting 241-0 against him and his supervisors invoking a law from the territorial area to put him under oath? Well, the short answer involves a filing cabinet in El Paso, Texas, that sat untouched for over four decades. And if you followed our earlier reporting on Nanos's El Paso record, you know the broad outlines. 8 suspensions, 37 days without pay, 26 allegations over 6 years, a robbery suspect who ended up in the intensive care unit, a grand jury, and a forced choice in August of 1982. Resign or be fired. He resigned. He was 26 years old. He came to Tucson 2 years ago, or 2 years later, listed El Paso on his resume with a departure date 2 years later than the records show. So he lied on his resume and built a career inside a department that had no idea what was sitting in a filing cabinet back in Texas. Again, it's the 80s. There's no computers looking these things up. There's no cross-referencing. There still isn't today in most cases. People relied on each other's words and apparently didn't do a whole lot of cross-referencing either. Supervisor Hines framing is blunt. If the foundation was fraudulent, the 42 years built on top of it are, in his words, fruit of a poison tree. Now, look, the implications of this are rather large. 42 years as a sheriff. There's a lot of cases that have come and gone through that department in 42 years that he was involved in. That's a lot of cases that are going to have a second, much closer look done at them. And they're going to try and argue, well, if he shouldn't have been there in the first place, how can my client be guilty, Your Honor? Now, that ain't going to go very far in most cases, but I can guarantee there's going to be a handful that are going to get a good second look that maybe otherwise wouldn't. And that's probably a good thing. What's new and what changes the stakes considerably is the deposition. In December of last year, Nano sat down for a sworn deposition in a federal lawsuit filed by his own union president. At some point during that six-hour session, an attorney asked him a direct question he had not been asked before in this sort of a setting. Had he ever been suspended during his law enforcement career? His answer, no. He later said, after the Arizona Republic published the El Paso records, that he interpreted the question as referring only to his time in Pima County. Even though the question clearly stated, in your law enforcement career, remember we had this problem a couple weeks ago, Nanos, where you weren't really used to people questioning you or having to be accurate with the words that came out of your mouth that seemed like a really, you know, elusive thing to you. Well, we've already gone down that road, so you already know. People are holding you accountable. You're doing a deposition in your law enforcement career. There really isn't a lot of room for misunderstanding or misinterpreting unless you're just a fucking idiot, which you kind of are, it seems. When they asked me the question, he told the Tucson columnist, I'm thinking of right here in Pima County, 42 years back. He added that he told the attorneys throughout the deposition to rely on documentation rather than his memory because the records would be more accurate than his recollection. So you forgot all about all those reasons 42 years ago why you were not fired, but you quit on your own accord in lieu of firing. You tend to remember those sort of things. I mean, if you don't, let me go back to what I just said earlier, the effing idiot thing. I guess both can be true. You can decide what you think about that explanation. Rely on the record. Okay. How about don't blatantly lie? Or if you don't know, say you don't know. You don't give absolutes when you don't know. This is how people like this try to get away with shit. They try to confuse you, try to confuse the process, try to make you second guess. Well, maybe I'm wrong for asking the question that way. If I did it this way, maybe I would have gotten a different. It's my fault for you lying in a deposition. No, it's not. It's yours, Chris Nanos, and you failed and you were caught and now you need to face the consequences. What Supervisor Hines thinks of it is not ambiguous. I was very surprised, Hines says, and I was even more surprised that the revelation wasn't followed by his immediate resignation. This is disqualifying for any county employee, but especially for one in law enforcement. We could be forced to reopen every case he's ever contributed to during his entire career at Pima County. This is what happens when you put egotistical, narcissistic maniacs in power and go, he seems like a guy I like to have a beer with. Yeah. The Unabomber would also be an interesting guy to have a beer with. Would I do it? No. He's also publicly raised questions as to whether Nanos misrepresented his history in sworn testimony, a question that the board's attorney are now specifically tasked with examining. Which brings us to the trap hidden inside all of this, and it cuts in a direction that most people haven't gotten to yet. The state statute the board invoked has a specific and narrow trigger. A county board can move to remove an officer who refuses to appear before them or refuses to submit the required sworn statement. That's the lever. That's where the removal power lives. And Nanos, or more precisely, whoever is advising Nanos, read that statute and gave the only answer that keeps him in his chair. I'll comply. I'm not refusing. I'll do it. If he shows up, submits a sworn report, and answers the board's question, even unconvincingly, even with explanation that supervisors don't buy for a second, the removal mechanism under this statute may not apply anymore. The county is already paying outside attorneys to figure out exactly what the board can do if he complies, but his answers don't hold up. There's a parallel court case working through a related question in Maricopa County right now involving County Recorder Justin Heap. Nobody has a clean answer yet. The board's outside counsel comes back on April 7th with the specific questions they intend to put to Nanos. That's when we find out whether this instrument is actually sharp or whether compliance alone is enough to defuse it. The recall is a separate track, and it's a steep one. More than 122,000 valid signatures needed with a hard deadline. The effort is being led by a Republican congressional candidate, which means it's already carrying a partisan framing in a county that went Democrat in the last sheriff's race by 481 votes. And this week, the recall campaign didn't yet have a website. That's not the organizational infrastructure of a campaign that's about to collect six figures in a verified signature contest against a hard deadline. So here's the math as it actually stands. The deputies have abandoned him unanimously. The supervisors have called his career fraudulent and invoked a territorial era law to put him under oath. His defense of his deposition answer that he was thinking only of Pima County is now a matter of public record. And the question of whether that defense holds legally is now in the hands of outside counsel. The recall needs mass mobilization in a county of nearly a million people with limited organizational backing and a ticking clock. And the board's next move depends entirely on what its lawyers tell them they can actually do with a sheriff who says yes. April 7th, that's the next date. That's when the board hears what its attorneys have drafted. That's when we find out whether the language they invoke has real consequences or whether it's a mechanism with a compliance escape hatch built into it. And while all of that grinds forward, a family is still waiting. Nancy Guthrie has been missing since the 1st of February. No arrest, no publicly identified suspect. The sheriff running her case is preparing a sworn statement to preserve his own position. The machinery of accountability is moving slowly. And in the meantime, somebody out there knows what happened to an 84-year-old woman who didn't make it to church. And they haven't said a word. That's where things stand in Pima County. Pressure is real. The tools exist. Whether any of them land is a different question entirely. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue it there. You know those folks who just don't know how to take a damn cue? He's clearly one of them. Can you imagine if you're the leader of an organization, any organization, whatever it may be, you're a boss, you have people under you in some way, shape, or form, and every single one of them, they think you're full of shit. They think there's no confidence in you whatsoever. They're voting against you. Not one person is standing up going, maybe he's misunderstood. Maybe he just, he does things a little different. Not one. Everybody wants you gone. Why would you even stay? What point are you going to make? You're not going to turn. You're not going to get them to come back around and go, oh, we were wrong. Call it a day. You're getting up there too. Dude, go enjoy your retirement. Consider yourself lucky that for 42 years you bamboozled Pima County on your previous record and got away with it. Go retire. And let the only people who have to deal with your bullshit be the ones that are at the drive-thru coffee bar that you hit up in the morning. Made you your regular today, Chris. That's not what I want. I want, you've been getting the same one for the last 7 days. We just thought we'd be nice. I want, who the fuck knows? Go take your torment and control and chaos and lies and delusions and narcissism into retirement. Go be a Walmart greeter. Go do something you're more qualified for, because I'll tell you what, being sheriff ain't one of them. And 42 years have proven that. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue it there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. Wherever you go, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, we are there. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Right now, do it real quick so you don't miss it, and take us with you. We'll keep watching this. We'll continue our conversation in the comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Moto!
Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.